And it says, now, before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. Let me say that again. Both old and young, old men, young men, everywhere in between, okay? All these guys, old and young, all the people from every quarter. So you have men of all ages from every place in the city. All of the men in the city come and surround the house. I would submit to you, that's a lot of men. Amen? Amen. A lot of men, okay? They come and they surround the house. Verse 5. And they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may know them carnally. So Lot went out to them through the doorway and shut the door behind him and said, please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. Then they said, this one who came in to stay here, this one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Who are you to judge us? Now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door. But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. Verse 11. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to walk away and go to their homes. I'm sorry, wait a minute. So they became weary trying to go down the street to the pub. I'm 50. I'm sorry. My eyes just get... Maybe I need to look up there. Oh, so that they struck them with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to do what?
Find the door.
Find the door. What door? The door to the house. Lot's door. They just got struck with blindness. And they are still in their addictive, compulsive, misguided passions, even after being struck blind, are still intent on pursuing their goal. Still trying to break in the house and rape these folks. Does that just like boggle anybody's mind? Mine. That's the nature of an addictive, compulsive persona. Nothing stands in the way. You must have the object of your desire. Okay, they became weary trying to find the door. Then the men said to men, the angels said to Lot, have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, whomever you have in this city, take them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Now, the next morning, Lot and his wife and his two daughters flee the city, and what happens? Say it louder. City is destroyed. Wiped out. Why did God destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why did he do that? Sin. Okay, more specifically, Cindy.
Maybe it's because since they didn't have mercy on the angels, why shouldn't we have mercy on them? Like they kept trying to like go after and go after and go after them, even after they were struck by lightning.
Possibility. Why did he do that? Anybody? Open forum. Okay. Full up. Okay. Okay. Any other thoughts? Why did God destroy the cities? I mean, he nuked them. I mean, there was nothing left. Why did he do that? Any other thoughts? Sin, the angels, the full cycle? Say again. There were not 10 righteous. Couldn't find 10. Dave. Because of the prayers of the righteous people. The outcry against them that God was talking about. Gene. Yeah. Completely reprobate. Laura. The impact all around them, the spread of that. Heather, you had your hand up? I'm sorry. No? Oh, okay. Okay, very interesting thought. John. An example for future generations, right out of Scripture. Thank you. Debbie. Okay. This question, why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, is actually very highly controversial in our culture right now. It might seem obvious, and the traditional answer was that these men were given over to homosexual practices. That's the traditional reason. But in our culture today, particularly among the academia, pro-gay theologians have argued that that is not the reason at all. Does that surprise you? No. It's like, no, I'm not surprised at all. Okay. They have argued that that's not the reason at all. And they say that the real reason that God destroyed the cities was because the people of Sodom were inhospitable. I kid you not. That is the very word that is used among gay theologians, pro-gay theologians. Inhospitality. Now let me unpack that a little bit. Actually, they say that it was general wickedness, which included the attempted rape of the angels and particularly inhospitality. Yeah, hey, you know, what's not to like? Hey, yeah. Thank you, Fiona. You know, I never know where these things are going to go sometimes. Yeah. Wow. All right, let's start. Okay. So they're basically saying general wickedness, including the attempted rape of the angels and particularly inhospitality. That is what you will find. And you can research this on the internet. You can go out and talk to people. This is basically their answer. General wickedness, including attempted rape of the angels and the I word, which is, say it, inhospitality. Okay. That is the argument right now in our society. Let's start with the first one. the attempted rape of the angels. Again, I'm not saying this to belittle anybody, but we need to know what Scripture says. We need to know what the arguments are. We need to be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks about the hope that is inside of us. So let's start with these things. Let's get informed. Cindy. We're going to talk about that in detail, but it's a good question. How do we know that? Let me say this, though. God knows all things, so it wasn't for God's information that he sent them. What you'll find in the Bible is that when God says frequently throughout, especially in the Old Testament, when he says, I am come to know something, it's a euphemism that says he is going to demonstrate something. He is going to put something through the test, not so that he can find out as if he doesn't know, but so that he can demonstrate, because the things that God does in the earth, he does as a witness to heaven and earth. You realize that even as we are sitting here right now, there are heavenly beings, angels and demons, that are watching and observing us right now and interacting with God about what is going on in our lives. And God, we think we sin in secret. We sin before all of heaven. We are openly on display, according to the book of Ephesians. So, okay. Let's unpack this. You know, what was actually happening there? First of all, let's start with the thing about trying to rape the angels. We can know immediately that this was, believe it or not, this was not the reason God destroyed the city. Here's why. Let's say that happened on Tuesday night. When did God say he was going to destroy the city? Or when did he say he was going to check it out with the intent to destroy it? Tuesday morning or Tuesday during the day. The whole reason the angels were there was because the outcry against the city was great, and according to God, their sin was very great. So it wasn't that everything was hunky-dory and they just happened to be walking by and they were going down to Jerusalem or something. They figured they'd stop into Sodom and pick up a Pepsi and some chips or something, and son of a gun, while they were there, all of a sudden the men came surrounding the house. They were going to check it out because God said the sin was already so great. If it demonstrates out the way that, you know, it appears to be, I'm going to have to destroy the city. So that was already in the works before these guys even came and surrounded the house. It wasn't like God decided, wow, that was bad. I guess I might have to destroy the city. It was already his intention that unless something changed, unless he found 10 righteous, that was going to be his plan. So we know that as bad as that was, it wasn't the actual motivator for God. He had already made up his mind that as this thing played out, this was basically what was going to take place. So it wasn't specifically the catalyst for the destruction of the cities. Yes, it was sinful. Yes, it was sinful beyond words. But the destruction was already being set in motion. Okay, now, as far as inhospitality, he nuked them because they were inhospitable. Rather than welcoming the angels and you know, getting them a place to stay and feeding them like Lot did and telling them what nice angels they were, they say they treated them inhospitably, and many professors say that when they said they wanted to know them, all they wanted to do, they actually wanted to interrogate them to see if they were spies.